Good morning, I'm Andrew Lawless, I'm Head of Technical Services at MLC. A little bit tired after last night's federal budget. The team was up all night, but we managed to put together a fairly comprehensive summary. In relation to the budget, you'd have to say that there wasn't a lot that was new or surprising, or even that gave rise to new financial planning strategies, but there's still a number of things worth talking about, and in that regard I'd encourage you to read the full summary for more details. The first thing I want to talk about is in relation to superannuation. Now, on the downside, there weren't too many positive changes, but on the upside, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, there was a lot of pre-budget speculation that the government might introduce a lifetime cap on contributions, or even introduce a 15% tax on earnings in the pension phase, which would not have been a good result. So you'd have to say, all in all, super is definitely still the preferred savings vehicle for retirees. A couple of things worth noting, however. From 1 July 2009, the definition of income for co-contribution purposes is going to be expanded to include salary sacrifice contributions, as well as assessable income and reportable fringe benefits. So the popular strategy of salary sacrificing to get below the various thresholds for a full or partial co-contribution, that strategy basically disappears. Another thing in relation to super is equality for same-sex couples. The government have flagged that from 1 July 2008, same-sex partners will be able to qualify for a tax-free lump sum death benefit without having to meet the stricter definition of financial dependency or interdependency. Moving on, another issue worth mentioning is the personal tax cuts. These are otherwise known as the infamous Me Too tax cuts, which the Labor government sort of were coerced into prior to the recent federal election. There was some speculation that the tax cuts might not be given or that the tax cuts might have to go into super. I can categorically say that didn't actually happen. The tax cuts are basically as announced prior to the election, but the government did announce an aspirational goal to further reduce the number of tax rates that we have over the next 6 years from 4 down to 3. So in other words, to have just a 15%, a 30% and a 40% tax rate. They also want to increase the low income tax offset to increase the effective tax-free threshold to $20,000 by 2012. Now, currently, with the scheduled increases in the low-income tax offset over the next 3 years, it's going to increase the tax-free threshold from $11,000 to $16,000 by 2010. So basically, it means really good news for those people that want to income split. I mentioned earlier that the income definition for co-contribution purposes was going to be changed. The government's also going to change the income definition for most other government benefits and levies to also include salary sacrifice contributions, as well as net financial investment losses and net rental property losses. This will make it more difficult to use salary sacrifice to increase people's entitlements to certain income support payments, family assistance, child support, and various tax offsets. The eligibility criteria for a number of other government benefits has also been tightened to ensure that higher income earners no longer qualify. These include the Family Tax Benefit Part B. It's now going to be based on the primary income earner's income, so they'll have to have adjusted taxable income of less than $150,000 to qualify. The Baby Bonus, where the family's adjusted taxable income will have to now be less than $150,000. And also the dependency, or various dependency tax offsets, where the claimant's adjustable income has to be less than $150,000. Finally, a quick word on first home saver accounts. The government has pushed back the start date to 1 October 2008, which was previously 1 July this year, and they've also changed the calculation of the government contribution, which is now going to be 17% of the first $5,000 worth of personal after-tax contributions made. So the maximum contribution is going to be $850. This is a little bit more generous for lower income earners, but it's a lot less generous for your higher income earners, but overall definitely far more equitable. There are a number of problems that remain in relation to the government's proposed model, not the least of which is the 4-year restriction period, which means that you're pretty much locked in for 4 years. So if you happen to find a house prior to the fourth year, you won't be able to actually get any money out. So we're going to be lobbying the government to try and get a better outcome. That's probably enough from a highlights point of view in relation to the budget. I'd encourage you to read our entire budget summary in more detail. It is 13 pages, but there's certainly a lot of measures that I haven't covered off in this particular podcast. Thank you very much for listening.